The Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Oh, my God.
2012.
So cheesy.
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I'm Pinocchio.
Oh, and I should mention, we are at 8,696 listens.
Oh, yay!
And growing. So close.
So close to 8,700.
By the end of tonight, it better be there.
I hope by the end of tonight.
It's
I hope
better.
Listeners out there, support us. Tell your friends.
That's right.
Tell your family.
Tell people.
Tell your boss. Tell a random on the street about the Derek and Kay
Show. A rando, yeah.
A rando.
Definitely.
A total rando. Scream out for the rooftop.
Hey, you know what show's good? I was listening to their April Fool's show.
April Fool's.
So hacky. By the way, I love that George Takei has made it onto the soundboard.
Oh, isn't that great?
Oh, my.
He's one of my favorite personalities
on
Facebook.
He is great.
Oh, my gosh, he's great. He was great on the Celebrity Apprentice, too, until they got fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a new ringtone you can get? I don't really understand.
I know.
Oh, my.
It's a little quiet for a ringtone, but it could be good for a text.
It'd be great for a text.
Email or something
like
that. I do like it, so I thought we'd use that quite often.
He is amazing.
He's
great. I love George Takei.
I got to collect a few more things to put on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show if you'd like.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear how you can get in touch with us?
Yeah.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, DK Radio Show. Cha-cha-cha!
Cha-cha-cha!
What was that? What was the buzzer for?
I haven't pressed the tweet.
Oh.
I missed it. I was excited about the cha-cha-cha. I didn't press the buzzer.
You got overly excited.
Sorry.
You can also call us when we're live
at
661-467-2416. Long-distance rates may apply if you do not have a cell phone and a long-distance...
Yeah, because it's California.
Or a call-all-around plan.
Call-around plan.
Call-around plan.
I like that. New AT&T's call-around plan.
Call-around plan.
Hello?
Call around. I couldn't think of what you would call it.
Yeah.
A nationwide plan?
Nationwide?
Okay, there we
know.
Go.
All you can eat?
A buffet.
Something like that.
A phone, an area code buffet.
Oh, phone and area code buffet.
Buffet.
Oh, my.
You know, I don't think that there are any... I can't think of the last time I made, like, a long-distance call. Aside
I
from
know,
making
right?
a call to another country.
Yeah, we had that growing up. It was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
I remember once I...
Dial a one.
And we had that phone that went... You know that?
Oh, the rotary phone.
I'm sure we've talked about this so many times.
Yeah, I had a rotary phone too in my house growing up. We had two. My parents still have them.
They still have them? They're actually in use?
I think one is actually plugged in. You can use it.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And when it rings,
it's so loud.
It's got that old style ring.
And it weighs like 10 pounds. The phone is like, those things are built.
I think it's.
You could throw that through a window and kill someone.
I'm pretty sure it's olive green, and I'm pretty sure it's. In the basement.
Nice. Yeah, they're always those great colors, like brown, olive green, like a weird orange.
Yeah, they had one that was maroon, too. I remember that one.
Yeah, they were strange colors.
Rotary phone.
We upgraded to the phone that had the pulse. styling.
Oh.
But it was the buttons, but it was still pull. It wasn't touch tone.
Yeah, it was still.
Yep. That's pretty good. Yeah.
It was weird.
And it was.
And it sounded like that when it rang.
Exactly like that.
Rotary phone.
Remember we could upgrade if we wanted to spend an extra dollar. We could get the touch tone.
Oh really?
Yeah, but we never did. I'm like, Dad, we just get the touch tone. It'd be, you know, be a little bit quicker and.
Oh man.
Eventually, it came around.
Technology was rough back in the 80s. Remember?
Crazy.
Remember answering machines?
Yeah, tape.
Do you know who still has an answering machine?
Who does?
Ma and Pa Patterson.
No way!
Yep.
Get out.
Oh yes.
They got a nice house like that.
Yeah, they got a nice
and
silly house.
They got a tape machine.
They got iPads. They got
God.
Got iPhones. They got Android phones.
Why don't
and they
get
got
the,
an answering.
Why don't they get the voicemail service?
Here's the rub: they have both voicemail and an answering machine.
They got both.
Yes.
How does that work?
I don't know.
One must. They must only be using one because one's going to be, like you set the amount of rings before it picks up, the one's going to pick up before the other one.
Yes, well, here's the rub. Sometimes when I call, I get the answering machine, and sometimes when I call, I get the voicemail.
If they don't pick up.
Yes.
They have call waiting, so they can go to.
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
I don't really know
don't
what the story is. I keep talking to them, and I'm like, why don't you just switch over to the voicemail?
Yeah.
And I think the explanation was, they're not sure how to use it.
Nice.
No, I don't want to tell tales out of school.
Yeah.
But they pay for the service, right. But don't really use it.
Well, it's the generational thing.
I think
right.
They like the answering machine. They like, but it's at least a digital. I don't think it's the tape.
Okay, I grew up with the tape. We had the two tapes. My dad.
The little tiny tape?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
These were actually the big cassettes.
Oh, they were the big cassettes.
And the machine had two and had one that was that loop, that weird, like, 30-second loop.
What? Wait, one was the outgoing message and one
yeah.
was the machine?
And my dad and I think we have them somewhere. We really did creative, like, musical ones.
Oh, me too.
And they were really great. I hope we still have them.
Some of them were good back in the day. When I had voicemail.
Yeah, you
at
had
home,
great ones.
I had some good ones.
Yours were awesome. I remember I used to always have my family like, check this out. Check my friend Kay. We used to call. You had like some infomercials.
Oh
and
yeah.
Some great stuff. Yeah.
I remember
fun.
I had that was the one where like you've reached Kay's answering service.
Oh,
it's Slices and Dices. It's Julianne Sans Puree.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Those
I had great
good.
Fun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, now if you call my phone, you know what you get.
What?
Oh, wait. I don't know.
Do you not have it?
Can I go to it quickly?
Sure.
I might be able to go to it quickly.
Do we need some waiting music while we're...
Oh,
while
yeah,
we're...
sure.
Okay.
Oh, it's calling. I'm just going to let it ring.
Oh, sorry. Okay. We don't need that, the elevator music.
I'm not going to... I've got to ring it like maybe like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. We're doing this live. This
and
is exciting. I'm not going to pick it up.
On your Palm Pre.
This is my Palm Pre.
Plus.
Two.
Two. Palm
two.
Pre 2.
Hacked on the Sprint. Phone that wasn't available. I made it available. God damn it.
It's a very nice phone.
Thanks. It's pretty snappy.
I like the glass.
Yeah, the glass is nice.
Fancy. Voicemail box of...
Derek Kalish!
No way!
Leave a voice message. Press 1.
That's awesome! That's so awesome.
I'm going to leave a message. Hey, we're on the show.
That's
my voicemail.
Oh,
I love using these.
Derek Kalish.
That's terrific.
I'm going to hang up on this now.
I like the one where they just say the name of our show. There's two, right?
Oh, there's the short one?
The Derek Kalish.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
The Derek
I like those a lot.
One.
Those are fun.
K.
Those are really fun.
Gonna rock those. Yeah.
Well, today is April Fool's Day, and I did nothing. I had no prank planned. I usually do a nice prank.
Oh yeah.
But I just didn't. I couldn't get it together. I got things going on.
It's a busy time. I'm sure you're saying that. And then something's gonna happen. Like some leprechaun's gonna come through the door.
Yeah, you don't know what I got planned at 8 o'clock. Wait for it.
I know. That's why you had to change the time. I know how it works here.
I was busy putting
you've
together my prank.
You've got me before. I know.
Well, April is actually we're celebrating a lot of things in April.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Not only today is April Fool's Day,
mm-hmm.
but April's got a whole lot of like official month
okay.
celebrations. So April's National Humor Month.
Oh, it is really funny.
So we're going to laugh all through April.
Well, we're a funny show.
We are a funny show.
That's right.
It's International Guitar Month.
Oh, that's great.
Keep America Beautiful Month. Lawn and Garden Month.
Uh-huh.
National Poetry Month.
I have no sounds for any of these.
And this is my favorite, National Pecan Month.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, is the could I? Oh, we had that when it was Waffle Day, but
and it was Pecan Day last time we did the show.
Oh, wow!
But this is Pecan Month, so we're
all together.
We're extending the pecan celebration.
That's exciting. I don't have any pecans.
We gotta get. Maybe I'll bring some for next week.
That would be good.
Pecan pie.
Mm. Oh, pecan pie.
It's also National Welding Month.
Wow. That's exciting. Spark them up.
It's Records and Information Management Month.
Oh, my.
Stress Awareness Month. And
it's like everything.
Yes. Wait, this one is actually my personal favorite. I thought National Pecan Month was good, but this is better. It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Get those rape whistles ready. I don't know, actually. What
Sexual Assault Awareness.
I don't know what you say to that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We should be aware that people are being sexually assaulted.
There. Make it known.
Get your rape whistle ready. Get your rape whistle ready. Get your rape whistle ready. That's a lot. That's
really tough to
that's
say.
That's the uvular R, and then it's the woo, and then it's the uvular R again.
Did I?
Huh?
Rape whistle ready.
It's hard.
Get your
rape whistle ready. You can't say that 3 times fast.
No, I cannot.
It's hard. That is some difficult stuff. And also there's some weekly celebrations in April happening as well.
Okay.
Week one.
Weekdays, everything.
Yes, week one is library week.
Uh-huh.
Because I know I go to the library frequently.
It's a place where the books are at.
Yes.
I don't get there often.
And it's also read a roadmap week.
How do you read that? It's not a book.
You can.
It's great. I'm on the way to Pennsylvania.
You know what? I think I celebrate that when I look at my Google Maps application on my phone.
Yeah.
Which is what I did a couple days ago.
You look at the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to get it on Audible. I'm just going to, I'm not going to waste time and read it. I'm going to, listen to it while I'm at the gym.
You're going to get it on audible.com?
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Is that, do they have all the books there?
They got a lot of books there. That's
yeah?
pretty great. Yeah, and you can listen to them at different speeds.
Wait, you know this?
Yeah.
Do you have any Audible books?
No, but I have an
You've
Audible account.
Into it.
No,
you do?
Why? That's how I get my Ron and Fez show.
Oh, I see.
Pikachu!
Pikachu!
Ron Bennington.
I love that clip. Oh, so what should we do now? Should we take a break?
Wow, the whole 7:30 thing is throwing me off. So
I know.
We're 15 minutes in.
We're 15 minutes in.
Do we take a break?
We can take a break.
We can take a break, and then we come back with the weird news?
Yeah, sure.
All right, that sounds like a plan. All right, so we'll be right back. After this, with some weird news.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Improvisational rhythm has come to Star Junction. It's a rhythmic music art performance extravaganza. It's the new performance rhythm sensation. Banging trash can lids for an hour. Critics say it's astonishing. Astonishing what people from out of town will pay to see. It's a story told by men and women fighting with brooms. Tap dancing with sanitation materials and a lot of heart. Hear them make music out of trash can lids. Matchboxes. Windows. Pregnancy tests.
Fuck me.
A homeless man. And their own bodies. Get the rhythm of the night. Get the beat of the urban drum. Get access to an incredible merchandise purchasing opportunity, including incredible soundtracks and t-shirts, so you can live the rhythm 24/7. Banging trash can lids for an hour. Tickets on sale now.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Midnight, still haven't got it right. Sleep through the light, in the night, come around.
It is Derek and Kay Show. We are back. How about that? Banging on trash cans on lids for an hour?
That's something I usually do.
Interested. I might go see that.
Yeah?
Maybe next weekend or something.
I'm upset because they're stealing my business.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good show. I don't know.
Why not?
You can
contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods. You can email us at DKRadioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/DKRadio. Press the like button. Follow our blog at DerekandKay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at DKRadioshow. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you still have a rotary phone.
Yeah. Call around plan.
And you don't have a call around plan.
Yeah, I understand. It's tough.
You're joning.
I like it.
And now it's time for the weird news.
All right, weird news.
Yeah.
Love the weird news.
I'm excited. This is the time when I sit back and just listen and hang out.
Just hang out. Yeah,
hang out.
It's good times, really. This one comes to us from Maine. The hamburger strikes again at McDonald's. You know, you remember that hamburger guy?
It's a good time for the great taste at McDonald's.
Well, a real-life hamburger in this case is struck at McDonald's and ran through. He was all dressed up in the complete uniform, you know, the big head.
He was?
I guess. That's what they're saying. He ran between cars and grabbed the bag of food at the takeout as they're handing it out. And he ran to a nearby competitor fast food joint. And someone found a police officer and told them what happened. The police officer ran after this guy and found the guy, like, rummaging through the bag. And then he ran into the woods yelling and swearing and took off with about $20 worth of McDonald's food. And that's what's happening in Maine.
That's hilarious.
That's pretty crazy, right?
I think it's so funny.
I love that story.
Is there a picture?
There is not a picture.
Oh, what a shame.
That would be so great. But you can get the imagery of that big... I mean, I don't know where he got the outfit. If it was like some old Halloween thing.
Probably made it or something.
You think he made it?
I don't know.
Is this
but that's
big
hilarious.
Hamburger head, maybe?
Yeah. Well, does it have a hamburger head?
Wasn't that the guy?
I don't remember.
Maybe we should look that up.
Hold on. I gotta Google it right now. Oh, I can't spell it. I cannot spell. I cannot spell.
Kay's rewriting the story, actually. I think you got forgot right. T. You got it?
I think I'm there. Okay. I couldn't still didn't spell it right. Google corrected me.
H-A-M-B-M-O-U-S-E.
You know why? Because I can't spell burglar.
Do you have a picture? Wait, I gotta see. Let me come around. I gotta go.
Oh, if you haven't looked at an image of the hamburger lately, it's,
awesome.
It's pretty funny.
That's not at all what I was thinking of. Who's the guy that has the big hamburger head? That's something else.
I don't.
Maybe I'm making that up.
I don't know. Maybe that's.
I forgot about this guy. Yeah.
Maybe that's a Burger King thing. Maybe that hamburger.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like I know some of that too.
This guy's is like a striped suit and a mask, like an eye thing.
Is it like a Big Mac thing? Yeah, he's got a striped suit and he looks like kind of like a pirate.
That is funny.
He looks a little bit like a pirate.
He's got like that big hat, he's the big hat. Wow, great.
He's the Hamburglar.
I like that one. Wow.
I don't think that they do the Hamburglar anymore.
No, they dropped him from the ad campaign, I
guess.
Why
would they do something like that?
I don't know. Maybe they'll bring it back now.
They need to bring it back.
Now that actually happened.
They need to bring back, here's the story, too. Hamburglar steals bag of food from customers at Maine McDonald's.
That's right.
It's in the Washington Post.
Wow. No joke.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, moving on.
That's funny.
Next story. This one comes to us from Orange, Connecticut. Police are called in a sex shop to free a customer from handcuffs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a man went to a sex store and was trying on a bunch of cuffs on himself.
Uh-huh.
And there was some cuffs that looked kind of like what the police would use. And for some reason, they weren't able to get it off. So they called the fire department. They weren't able to help. They called the police. The police came. They weren't able to really get them off. So they ended up having to get some kind of like a big cutter. Like a bolt cutter? Yeah, like a big bolt cutter and actually cut them off.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, they don't know if the man had to pay for the broken handcuffs or not. They tried
probably
several
not.
Different keys. There was nothing they could do,
what?
So they had to cut them
well,
off.
Well, if
with
they couldn't get them off, then he shouldn't have paid for them.
Yeah,
that's a huge inconvenience
kinda,
for
that's
that guy.
That's kind of crazy. Anyways, that is what's happening in Orange, Connecticut.
Wow, that's very PG-13 rated.
I know, right? Yeah,
handcuffs. I don't like.
You
don't, and cuffs.
You don't use the cuffs?
No.
Yeah, have you used the cuffs? Oh.
No,
oh,
but
no.
I'm
okay, okay.
But I'm gonna say that
okay.
I have been. I don't like having my hands tied up. That's what I gotta say.
Okay, right.
I don't like that. It freaks me out.
All right, you gotta be hands on.
Don't listen, Mom and Dad.
Okay, I don't know. Sorry.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So I would never buy a pair of handcuffs. Never.
Sure you would.
Not into it.
Not into it.
It
not
freaks
your,
me out.
Not your thing.
It's not my thing.
What about legs and hands? Just completely.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Completely down.
No, that's a nightmare.
No, not good. Not
no,
good.
I
okay.
don't. Not, I'm a control
bad,
freak. I can't handle
bad,
it.
Bad time.
It's a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next story.
Get down with the get down.
Get down with the get down. Just have a good time.
Yeah, just have a good time.
You don't need to be locked up or
no,
anything.
No, I don't need to be like all tied up and stuff.
I hear you.
Yeah.
This one comes
what,
to us.
Wait, what about you?
Oh, what, for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek Kalish. Oh, my.
They may have been used at some point.
Oh, really?
I don't have them.
Oh, you don't own them?
Yeah, but you know, I've
you got a tie.
I've been on both sides.
Oh,
I do
really?
Have a tie. Yeah, I've been on both sides of that end.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Not sure if I wanted to know
oh,
that.
Oh, my.
You asked.
I did ask.
You
I'm,
did
I
ask
know
me.
It's my fault. It's my fault. It's totally my fault.
Wow, we put it all on the show, too. Now all of our listeners, all two of them, are going to hear what happened. This one comes to us from Utah.
Utah.
Utah teens run naked through the town. Inspired by the movie American Pie. Have you seen? I've seen like the first one. I don't know. I guess there's a lot
I
of them.
I haven't even seen the first one.
I don't know why
there
or
are a
how,
lot of them.
But apparently there's a scene where they're running through. It's like a thing they have to run a mile naked. So there's a bunch.
That's
I think,
a long way, a mile.
Yeah, it is a long way. So there was a couple of teens, a 17-year-old girl. And two boys, oh, three boys were running around shortly after 2 a.m. on a Sunday night. They had a BB gun. This is the strangest part of the story, actually, because they feared that they would be attacked by deer.
What?
Anyways, they got picked up, and that's what's happening in Utah.
When do deer attack?
I don't know.
I mean, granted, I've heard stories of like deer beating up a guy like in a front yard.
When deer
one
attack?
Time, but when do deer attack usually? Like never.
That's true. Yeah.
Deer are usually running away from you.
I know.
There was a story of some buck like beating up some guy in front is like his front yard or something. There was one incident.
Yeah.
He pwned him with the hook.
Oh really?
Yeah.
They will get nasty. I remember. I don't know if I read this story, but there was a weird news story where a deer like came into a house, like ran through a slider door and like caused a bunch of damage. I don't know if I actually read that story, but I remember finding it.
There's a bunch of videos on YouTube.
What?
Of deers just like jumping through windows and glass doors of like
what?
Stores and stuff.
I gotta check that out.
Oh, it's great.
Is that real? Like surveillance.
Yeah, it's like surveillance.
Surveillance. It's surveillance.
Surveillance footage.
Damn.
It's tough. Hilarious.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh, we can watch it after the show. Oh,
next story. Next. This one comes to us from York Springs, Pennsylvania. Don't cry over spilled milk. Oh, that stopped the music? I thought I was being clever. Anyways. A big
one
tractor,
at a time.
One at a time in this row, I guess. A tractor trailer truck had overturned on the highway there, spilling 3,000 gallons of milk into a creek. They were able to vacuum up about 90% of it, but they were really worried about the smell because it's stuff is fertile. I guess it might have been warmer there, maybe in Pennsylvania. I don't know. So they got about 90% with a vacuum cleaner. It must be a big vacuum cleaner. And then they decided to sprinkle lime over it to prevent the milk from curdling, I guess. Because it would be a horrible
smell.
That
works? I don't know.
I guess.
Science.
Science. I guess that's pretty much it.
Oh,
yeah,
that's it?
There's really nothing else.
Some milk
and that's
got spilled into a creek.
Happening in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Exciting events in Pennsylvania.
That is pretty exciting. We've had so many truck stories of, like, milk. We got whipped cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
What was the other one? Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Was it chocolate sauce?
I think it was a chocolate sauce.
Or did we make that up?
Maybe we're making that up. I thought there was a whipped cream thing.
There's definitely a whipped cream thing.
Yeah.
There was definitely a whipped cream thing. But.
There was a printer. Did I?
Oh, you know what the other one was?
Oh, yeah.
Donuts.
Oh, that's right. Donuts.
Donuts.
Donuts all over the place.
Yeah, because I asked if it was a Dunkin' Donuts truck, and then we went on to the what kind of donuts do you like to eat.
Oh, that's right. We're talking donuts.
Yes.
Donuts.
I love a chocolate frosted.
Those are good. Chocolate frosted. What about the chocolate, what's that called, the crusted?
Huh?
Chocolate.
Chocolate crusted? That sounds really appetizing.
I don't know what that's called.
You mean like the chocolate cake donut?
With a glaze, chocolate glaze.
Chocolate glaze.
It's not chocolate glaze. I don't know what the hell that donut's called. The black one.
White people are so scared of black people.
I'm not a big fan of that donut, but I'll eat it if it's a munchkin.
All right.
In small amounts.
In small amounts.
Yes.
The whole.
Yes.
You like the whole.
I'll eat the whole.
Oh, my.
But I never order,
Jay
like. I'll never be like, ooh, I want a chocolate glazed donut. I like the chocolate frosted.
You like the chocolate frosted.
Yeah.
With the stuff inside? No, there's nothing inside.
No, it's
what
no,
is that?
A hole.
Oh, the
Oh, my.
The stuff inside one is the Boston cream.
Okay,
that
that's right.
That one's also yummy.
So it's round with a hole.
Yes.
I gotcha.
It's a donut.
Donuts.
Donuts.
All right.
I also like the Bavarian cream donut. That's also very
tasty.
That
is good.
Yeah. And the apple spice cinnamon one. But that one's covered in powdered sugar.
I've never had that.
Kind of messy.
This one comes to us from Maryland. Rockville?
Don't go back to Rockville.
That's right. A motorist dressed up as Batman escaped the ticket in Maryland. Yeah, he was pulled over. He was dressed like the Dark Knight with the cape and everything and the mask.
Uh-huh.
And he was pulled over in his black Lamborghini on his way to, a children's event.
Oh, okay. I was hoping he was on his way to a children's party.
He got pulled over because of an improper license plate. I guess it was some Batman license plate.
Uh-huh.
But the police let him go. I don't understand this. Like, how is that okay? Like, I kind of bitter. Like, this guy should have got a ticket.
Because he was
They
Bruce
took
Wayne.
Pictures of him. And they let him go. And anyways, that's what's happening in Rockville, Maryland.
Well, you can't give Bruce Wayne a ticket.
There's a picture. I mean, look at this.
There's a picture?
You can kind of see.
It's the tiniest picture ever.
Yeah, it's really tiny. But then there's another picture I saw where he's standing here.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, got his hand on the car. And, like, police have cameras out and they're taking pictures, like, for fun. They shook his hand and they let him go.
Oh. Well, I guess maybe that's the ticket. If you're dressed as Batman. Well,
I guess.
But not if you're dressed as Robin. They can give you a ticket then.
That's right.
No one likes Robin.
Nobody does.
No.
Wow, we got a lot of weird news here. We got a couple more. We'll do two more here.
All right.
I'm on a roll. It's good. This one comes to us from I have no idea where. There's...
Pretty good research.
There's a bacon craze. You know, we had the late night bacon.
Yes.
Now there's... you can get a bacon coffin.
What?
Yeah, there's a food group that sells a bacon coffin that's made up of, I guess, some bacon salts and some baconaise that they use to actually paint a coffin with. And inside this coffin, they'll also put, like, a bacon-scented air freshener. So the corpse will smell like bacon. This is kind of crazy, right? It sells for about $3,000. And it's made of, I guess it's made of steel. And it's painted with this coating and it has adjustable bed and mattress, and that's what's happening in I don't know where. It's a bacon a coffin.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I just found that one last minute. But I thought that was a nice tie into our late night bacon.
I love late night bacon.
It's really good.
Put it in the microwave. Don't overlap the slices.
I don't know if that worked with fake bacon. I didn't think about that.
You mean like veggie bacon?
I had some of that this morning, and I was thinking about it. This could be so much better late night.
Gonna have to ask Rachel Ray for the recipe.
That's right.
It's hard.
Yeah. Next story. This one comes to us from Russia. I don't know where. This was at a shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman who left her car in a shopping mall and was shocked to find that her car rammed another car driven by three barking dogs. I can play the dogs at the same time, right? Yeah, yeah.
What?
I guess that these dogs were in a car and somehow managed to get the car into gear. Or maybe just rolled. It's not clear whether the engine was started. Yeah, and this canine trio managed to get the car moving and hit a nearest obstacle. And undefined.
Three dogs?
Yeah, and some onlookers had to get some pictures because they wouldn't believe the story for insurance.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, but I guess everyone was okay. All the dogs were okay. And that's what's happening
in
Russia.
In Russia? Нет. Ja!
Yeah.
Wow. Russia's crazy,
it
huh?
It is crazy like that.
There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on there.
Where's my... Oh, okay. Yeah,
oh
that is the weird news.
That is the weird news. That's great. Oh, my gosh. Well, should we take another quick break?
Oh, we could take a quick break.
This is a packed show. I don't know if I got time for all
show?
This stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we going to come back with? Are we going to have...
When we come back, we're going to do the 8 seemingly harmless toy recalls.
Oh, I like a list.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like fun.
I'm excited.
All
and
right.
If we have time, I got a quiz for you.
A quiz? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What kind of quiz is it?
IKEA product or cheese.
Oh, that sounds great. I love it.
All coming up after the break.
All right. Awesome. Here we go.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth. Lager, the beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle trunk pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Call the Derek & Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek & Kay Show.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Derek & Kay Show. Hey, it is the Derek & Kay Show. Happy...
Welcome back. Happy April Fool's Day.
April Fool's!
Thank you.
You can send us an April Fool's Day email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at dkradioshow. That's our Twitter handle. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah,
oh,
give
boy.
Us a call or something.
Give us a call. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how your Sunday is going. If you've pranked anyone.
Yeah.
But I know that's not happening.
It's not happening.
No. So I have one thing to get to before I do my list.
All right.
I was checking up on our good friend Alejandra, the reply girl on YouTube.
Yeah, she's so great.
And I've got an update for you on how she's doing after the algorithm change.
Oh.
She has decided that she wants you to pay her $5.
Me?
For a video.
What?
For a request. This is her latest request on YouTube.
So, the idea is that you will do stuff for $5, and what the guy does is just short 30 seconds videos for $5. And I was wondering, is there something you guys want me to do like in a video for $5. Well, just bear in mind that, you know, it's $5, so don't expect something extraordinary. That's number one. Number two, due to the fact that I'm living in this place, I'm kind of limited to what I do in the video, so don't ask anything to, well, I mean, you get me, right?
Huh.
And number three.
Number three.
Oh,
I think I'm going to do a blog about this. But,
number three.
Due to the fact that I'm asking you, for ideas for Fiverr, I think I got to tell you now. Well, probably my haters are going to say that I'm lying, but I don't care. when it comes down to the haters.
$5?
Haters
gonna
show
hate.
Them the best
haters gonna hate.
Whatsoever, and they will still believe that you are lying.
Just get to number three.
Yeah, that's why I forgot what she's talking about here.
I have mild cerebral palsy, so don't ask anything to.
That's not funny.
I suck at dancing.
What? Did she get to number three?
Yeah, she said she had mild cerebral palsy, so don't ask her to dance because she sucks at dancing.
Oh, hey, you know what I'm thinking? I got an idea.
What?
What about if we have her do one of our rejoiners?
For $5?
$5.
We should.
You know, like this.
The most professional, unprofessional radio
what should
show
it say?
On the internet today.
It could be that, or we
show.
Should make up something and have her do it.
For $5?
I love it.
$2.50 each, split it.
We'll split it. We'll do it. And then we'll have a video. And actually... People will watch if
that
people that might want
promotion.
To watch that, and yeah, it could be a win-win.
I like the wheels turning in your head,
nice.
Derek Kalish. I
Great.
Like that.
Derek Kalish.
I like that.
All right.
All right, let's get to this list, shall we?
Oh, I love a list.
This is 8 seemingly harmless toy recalls brought to you by.
It's funny already.
Mentalfloss.com.
Okay.
Okay. Aqua Dots. I don't know what they are.
I have no idea what that is.
They look like...
It's a candy? No.
They're like a toy. You put water on it and you make something out of it and it turns into some 3D toy or something.
Huh?
It's like these little dots and you make patterns with them and then you put water on them and they expand or something. I don't know.
So it comes like three-dimensional or something like that? Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I have no idea what they are. Anyway.
Like puffy paint maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The beads, perfectly safe for typical use, did something crazy when ingested.
Oh.
In 2007.
Who's eating that?
The CPSC began investigating reports of kids getting dizzy, vomiting, and falling unconscious after eating Aqua Dots.
Oh, no.
It was determined that a component of the coating metabolized into GHB, also known as gamma-hydroxybutyrate, or the date rape drug.
What?
So when they ate it, the part of the coating metabolized into, the date rape drug.
What would happen to these kids?
They were getting dizzy and vomiting and falling unconscious.
Not remembering things?
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
So they took the product, they tried to take the product off the shelf, but people were buying it for, getting a cheap high. And then they reformulated a new version called Pixos.
Oh, different name.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't...
which is coated with a bitter-tasting ingredient to keep kids and dates from eating them.
I wonder if you could still get the old one on eBay.
Probably not.
People resell them.
There is number two is a plush toy uterus.
What?
This is what it looks like.
Oh my.
Oh yeah.
I kind of want it.
That's
cute.
It is cute.
It's got a little face.
But does it have a? It doesn't have a. No. Okay.
It is recalled because the ovaries may detach when pulled, becoming a potential small part choking hazard for young children.
Yeah, you don't want to eat those. That's gonna be really bad.
Then they redesigned the toy. toy penguin figures. It looks like this. It looks like a little ball.
It's kind of cute.
Cute. There's no sharp edges or anything like that.
It's kind of cute.
But in the hands of at least one curious kid who pulled the head off and exposed the nails holding the adorable
figure
together.
Spike ball.
It became a laceration hazard.
Oh, boy.
The company recalled all 3,000 units in 2008, instructing parents to take away the toy from children immediately.
Yeah. Wow. Pull that head off.
Number four is dive sticks.
Huh.
Dive sticks, they're manufactured by a number of companies. They apparently throw them in the pool, and they stand
up at
the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, I've
and
seen
And apparently
those.
You got to pull
I've
them.
I played with them. Mm-hmm.
You have? I've never heard of these things. And you got to get them before you come up from the water, how many of them you can get.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game.
Before drowning.
Before drowning. Well, you would think that was the reason why they were recalled.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
They were recalled after 6 reports of impalement and at least one facial injury, most requiring surgery and hospitalization.
Oh, geez.
In kids aged 6 to 9.
Oh, my gosh.
They were redesigned as well. This is one of my favorite, is a holiday toy mouse.
Holiday toy mouse.
Yeah.
Great.
It was made by the Chinese toy maker Hunt Humat after reports came flooding in that the mouse, sold primarily in the UK, sang pedophile instead of jingle bells. And what's great about this one is we've got audio.
Oh, nice. Nice. What? Why?
A spokesperson for the company said the problem was that the man who provided the toy's voice couldn't accurately pronounce certain words, and when the speech
doesn't
and
sound
pitch
anything
were increased,
like
it just sounded wrong. One more time.
Nice. That's great.
Oh.
I love messed up toys.
I love
messed
up toys as well.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Number 6 is Flubber.
Oh.
This is
I didn't know there was real Flubber.
Well, this is from the 60s.
Oh.
This toy recall. Because Disney.
Like Super Happy Fun Ball.
Yeah. Disney came out with that movie, Son of Flubber, in 1963. And they released a toy, also called Flubber, in Christmas 1962. And it was made of synthetic rubber, mineral oil, and green dye. And a few weeks later after it was released, kids complained of head-to-toe rashes, fever, and sore throat.
Oh, jeez.
And it turned out that the flubber caused folliculitis.
What's that?
Which is a painful infection of the hair follicles. So
oh,
they recalled
gosh.
It. So Hasbro intended to incinerate the flubber, but just found that it released noxious black smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
It didn't really burn. Then they enlisted the help of the Coast Guard to sink the excess product, but it floated back to the surface.
Wow.
In a last-ditch effort, Hasbro buried tons of flubber and paved over it in a parking lot for their new Providence, Rhode Island warehouse.
Whoa.
That's, epic.
That's freaky. When cars drive over it, they just kind of like bounce.
Maybe.
Wow.
Number 7 is Cabbage Patch Snack Time Kids.
What could be wrong with that? Snack time.
After reports of the Snack Time Kids' tendency to eat kids' hair and fingers instead of the carrots and pretzels provided by the Mattel, there was a little debate over whether or not to halt production. And there was also no power switch on the doll.
Oh, no. It's just like chews?
Yeah. And the motor could only be turned off by removing the doll's backpack.
That's weird.
Why would that happen?
They always want to make like dolls that like eat and drink. It's kind of creepy.
Well, these dolls would eat your kids' hair off.
Wow.
The last one is a Burger King Pokeballs.
Oh, nice.
And this one's not as funny because it actually did kill a kid.
Oh no,
but
that's horrible.
Yeah, who choked on it? Apparently, it got it stuck in her nose, and then one toddler was caught with half a Pokeball stuck over her mouth and nose. But BK stepped up and ordered a small fry for anyone who wished to return their toys.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So you can't, but a lot of people kept them.
It's like a Pokeball?
Yeah, it's like a little Pokeball, a little tiny Pokeball.
And they come apart or something and they put it over.
Yeah, one half would choke.
Like suffocated?
Yeah, one half will suffocate your kid, the other half will.
We'll have a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Nice, open, nice. Nice.
So I've got a quiz for you for the few minutes of the show.
I like a quiz.
This quiz is called IKEA product or cheese.
Okay.
We'll see how you do. Number 1.
Uh-huh.
Gulunga.
So you're just going to give me the name.
Yeah. It's G-U-L-L-U-N-G-E.
I'm going to say IKEA.
You win.
All right.
It's a mat from the baby department.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. This is fun.
Ligvan.
I don't know. It sounds like...
L-I-G-H-V-A-N.
I'm going to say IKEA.
Cheese.
Oh.
It's an Iranian curd cheese made from sheep's milk.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, one and one.
Vesterbotten.
IKEA.
Cheese.
Oh, damn it. One and two.
And Wikipedia says that Vesterbotten is considered a must-have for a late summer crayfish party.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Bitto. B-I-T-T-O.
That actually looks like something I've seen at IKEA.
Cheese.
Oh, damn it. What's that, one and three?
An Italian cheese. Italian. An Italian cheese produced from a blend of sheep and cow milk. Bitto comes from the Alpine region and can only be produced during summer months when animals can graze on the highest meadows. It's a fancy cheese.
It's a fancy cheese.
Yes.
All right.
Klopperhage.
I don't know. The last few ones I said IKEA. This could go any way. I'm going to stick with IKEA.
IKEA.
All right.
It's from the children's department. It's
two,
cute, it's
two and
cute
three.
Little stuffed shark.
Nice.
Sardo.
How's that spelled?
S-A-R-D-O.
I'm going to say cheese.
Cheese.
All right. Three to three.
The mellow sheep's cheese, similar to Pecorino Romano, in its extreme hardness makes for a satisfying grating.
Ooh.
Mongstad.
Yummy. How's that spelled?
M-O-N-G-S-T-A-D.
I'm going to say IKEA.
IKEA.
All right.
It's a mirror.
All right.
$103 worth of mirror.
Four and three.
Yes.
Okay.
Beagle. B-Y-G-E-L.
There's a couple IKEA ones in a row here. Beagle sounds like a horrible cheese. I'm going to go with IKEA.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a rolling kitchen cart made of steel and plastic.
What am I at? Five and three?
I forget.
Okay. All right.
Smaka.
How's that spelled?
S-M-A-K-A.
I'm going to go with cheese.
IKEA.
Damn it.
Ironically, a cheese slicer.
Oh, that's... Okay, five and four, I think.
All right, two more.
Just keeping track at home. Okay, two more.
Bergkäse.
How's that spelled?
B-E-G-K-A with an umlaut S-E.
I'm going to go IKEA.
Cheese.
Damn it.
Not just a cheese, but a family of hard cheeses made in the Alps. Last one.
Oh, this is going to be it.
Last
one. I can go either way with this.
It can either go either way.
Damn it. All right, go ahead.
Caravane.
Huh? How's that spelled?
C-A-R-A-V-A-N-E.
Oh, this is really tough. This is for the...
It's for the win.
It's for the win. Caravane. Sort of sounds like a cheese to me.
It's a cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, you win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Winner chicken dinner.
Nice.
I think I got like a 55% on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had
Which
no
is probably
idea.
Probably roughly what I just did.
Yeah,
probably close to that. I just barely pulled it out.
What's that, like
out.
A D plus?
Six and five.
Six and five.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's like a D.
Not so great.
Yeah.
But it is a win. I did pull out the win.
A D is a really disappointing grade, isn't it?
It is.
Like, when you get a paper and you hand it back, it's a D. Like, you're like, well...
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't fail.
Didn't fail. That's the only thing you didn't do.
That's the only thing you didn't do.
Yeah. Is it's not failing.
A D is really pathetic.
It is pretty pathetic. Well, I got it, though.
I got a wreath.
The IKEA Cheese Challenge.
Chicken dinner! So there's also this pizza war that I got to talk about in Midtown New York.
Oh, yeah.
So there's this place called Bombay Fast Food - 6th Avenue Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And it's a combination vegetarian Indian restaurant, candy store, and pizza parlor on 6th Avenue in Midtown.
That's weirder than Burrito's Pizzeria.
It's crazy over there.
Yeah.
They were offering their pizza for $1.50 a slice, which is a good price, right?
Pretty cheap, probably, yeah.
Then, a Joey's Pepperoni Pizza opened up near the corner of 39th and Avenue of the Americas, offering pizza for $1.
Oh, my gosh. Just a slice?
Just a slice.
That's cheap. Yeah, New York's crazy about their pizza. There's pizza everywhere, too.
So, Bombay shrank its price to a dollar.
Oh.
In competition.
A little competition there.
And then, last Thursday evening, a week later, wait, no, no, also a Two Brothers Pizza.
Two Brothers?
Yeah.
That's the name.
Which is an enlarging New York chain of 11 shops.
Yeah, yeah.
That seller pizza for a dollar opened virtually right next door to the Bombay Six.
Oh, my gosh.
And on Thursday evening, a week ago, Bombay Six, unprovoked and without warning, cut its pizza price to 79 cents.
Oh, jeez.
The next morning.
How did they make any money?
I don't know. The next morning, Two Brothers retaliated by moving to 75 cents.
Oh, jeez.
Bombay Six matched to 75 cents the next day. And this is where the prices sit. And the 75 cents includes tax. So you roll up, you hand them three quarters, you get a slice of silly pizza.
Wow, that includes tax.
Yes.
Jeez.
And there's also smack talking going on.
So it's a real battle.
It's a real battle.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ellie Halali or whatever, as of Two Brothers Pizza, says, "We don't sell pizza at 75 cents. But if they think they're coming to go and sit next to us and sell at 75 cents, they've got another think coming."
Oh, boy.
I love the pizza snack talking. And then they say, I suggested, a consultant for the Two Brothers Pizza Shop said, I suggested to my children to go to 50 cents.
Oh, 50 cents?
Yes. And Oren Halali said, we might go to free pizza soon. We have enough power to wait them out. They're not going to make a fool of us.
Free pizza.
Meanwhile, at Bombay, they said, We're not going to go back to a dollar. We're going lower. We make it at 50 cents.
Oh, my God.
I want to hit him. I want to beat him.
It's a real fight.
It's a real war. So that is that's your pizza war update.
That's pretty
for
good.
Week.
That place, like, New York is crazy where they're, like, they have, like, their districts, like, you know, the same shops, like, all along a block.
It's
crazy.
I
was there
had
around
pizza
Christmas
in New York
time.
Too much.
Yeah, they're just, like, you get, like, a whole stretch of pizza or, like, everything's always together. Like, you go down the street. And there's, like, all these restaurants, the same kind of restaurant.
Really?
It's really weird, yeah. And same thing with shopping. Like, all of a sudden, you'd be walking down the street, and it's like, oh, my gosh, there's, like, 20...
Eight drugstores,
20, like, lighting shops. There's, like, all these lighting shops.
Really?
It's, like, everything's,
compete
like...
compete with each other.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's, like, in districts, huh?
Yeah, but it makes the shopping a little easier. You can compare, you can go, you know.
Huh.
It's crazy. I was having a good time going to the kitchen supply places when I was down there for Christmas.
Oh, really? That must have been fun.
I kind of like that. I don't think I bought anything. I was going to buy some bar stuff.
I need a new calendar bad, man.
Yeah, and the stuff was pretty cheap, too.
I bought one of those collapsible calendars, like, maybe like
oh,
5
yeah,
years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
That thing's a pain in my ass.
Why is that? To, like, set it up or it doesn't stand up?
Well.
You put stuff in it, it falls down?
It's got these feet that you extend, right? Because it's a collapsible calendar and also the feet go back in. They feet retract.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So you unretract the feet. And you sit the colander in the sink or whatever, and you press it down, and then you put the pasta in or whatever. Rinse out whatever you're rinsing in.
Uh-huh.
And then when you pour the pasta back into the pan, it, like, pops back.
Oh.
So some of the pasta can, like, hit you in the face.
It just kind of
yeah,
blows
it goes, like,
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Huh. Interesting.
Do you know where I was on today?
where what?
You know what I was on today?
No.
AlbinoBlackSheep.com.
AlbinoBlackSheep.
Do you remember that website?
Is that where...
Do you remember, like, do you see Flash videos like this
oh,
one?
Oh, yes.
Shiggity, shiggity, swag.
Oh, I love that.
Mario Twins.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I got a new Swag.
I was thinking about old videos that I used to watch all the time.
Those were hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Swivity 5.
They're still on there.
That's yeah, pretty. You like that, idiot.
I
got it. You don't. Shut up.
God damn.
Hey, guess what?
What?
It has new game.
What game?
I want to play it. It is called Mario Twins. They look the same.
Wow.
Good guys.
I'm
they
ready.
Look so goddamn like the same person. I would say to them, you want ice cream cone? Both of them say yes.
Yeah.
That in the hell.
Awesome.
They're twins.
What
that's
the hell?
Right.
Hey, let's play it. Ready?
All right.
Do it.
This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
That goes. Da 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 da
A stupid Flash movie called The Demented Cartoon Movie. It's 33 minutes.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Really?
It doesn't sound familiar.
Now oh, my God. It's so stupid.
Again, where we have a live interview with the one and only Ziggy H. Bomb.
Oh, yes.
This
I've
one,
seen
yes.
this whole thing.
You've seen the whole thing?
Yep. Things keep blowing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh crap! That's gonna be broadcast all over the world.
What do you have to say in your defense?
It makes me laugh.
And they have a bunch of different scenarios.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ones, yeah. And I also watched She's Song. Do you remember that one? It was a kitty where they sang the song, and then she wanted like to get together with the old with the boy kitty. Oh, it was so sweet.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that one
that
was
doesn't
the
sound,
best.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. But yeah, and then all those Weeblestuff.com videos.
Oh yeah, those were great.
Let's see if I can find Kenya.
Kenya,
I that
Kenya
one.
Was great.
Oh, here it is.
Nice.
There's definitely some new ones. I was on there lately.
Oh, that should be fun.
Oh yeah.
That was so long ago. That was like.
Doesn't it feel like a million years ago?
It must have been like over 6 years ago.
It was. Because that demented cartoon movie thing, you know when that came out?
No.
2001.
Oh my god.
Like, in some ways, I feel like that was like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But it was totally only
flash.
Like.
Now it's.
Was that 11 years ago?
Yep.
Oh my god, we're
so
old.
I know, I feel so old.
Oh my god.
10 years go by like that, yeah.
Gosh, and also
that's a great site though. It's a lot of funny stuff there.
Weeblestuff.com.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because we got the Badgers.
Badgers
is the
classic,
best.
Classic. Yeah.
Turn this up real loud.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Is that a film festival? Yesterday, with my cousin Morgan, and he had a film in there, and I was thinking about these videos. I was like, these would be great, like. As like standalone little shorts.
Oh yeah.
But they're just crazy.
Oh my gosh, I love Weeblestuff.com.
Weeblestuff.com, good times.
Anyway, I guess that's the end of our show.
I guess it's about that. It's about
that.
Yeah, yeah.
There were no April Fool's pranks. There was no Blog Talk Radio community time. I couldn't. You know what? The quality has increased of Blog Talk
of
Radio
the shows?
Users. Yes.
But we should have called in, and then we could have done some. We should have called in and done some crazy little, you know.
April Fool's.
I know, we could have done a
kind
stunt.
Kind of thing. That would have been good.
We could have done a stunt, but we did not. We had a packed show. There was too much stuff.
We did have a packed show, and we still didn't get to the best of Craigslist.
Didn't get to the best of Craigslist. I didn't
Oi.
Get to all my other stuff. Well, I got to all the highlights, but I didn't get to everything I had in my packet. So.
Oh, and I didn't get to, I had a couple of YouTube things, but I don't think I mentioned those. So
we'll
put those in our pocket and save them for next time.
Next time.
I think I got to all the stories, though.
I at least got to all my highlights, which is good.
That's good.
All right. Well, tune in next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yes.
All right, good times. We're going to get some guests, I think, soon. We're going to try to get some more people on here.
That'll be fun.
That'll be good.
All right. Well, thanks, both of you, for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in next time.
Take care.
See
bye-bye.
Ya.
10 seconds.
This is the Andy Pace Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
That was good.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
The Derek and Kay Show.
There's nothing going on.
Not happening.
Oh, we can go back and see what's happening on Cake Talk. Cake Talk was the best thing so far.
Probably.
Cake Talk.
My dog's going to be pissed at me.
13 minutes remaining.
This kid's up way too late. Well, it could be West Coast.
Radio.
But it
could be West Coast.
Still kind of late. This music sounds horrible. Oh, it's Gunna Style.
Huh?
She's got good taste. I think he just reached...
It's Gunna Style, really?
Yeah, he just reached 1 billion today, I think.
It's crazy.
That's the biggest news. I think it's the most listened to thing on YouTube.
Yeah, it's right in the beginning. I don't know. I like Gunna Style.
It's good. Someone at work had it as their ringer.
Really?
On their phone. It's like ridiculous. The no music one was pretty funny.
I love that one.
Okay. What? Boy, music sounds horrible. However, she got the setup. It's just ridiculous.
Probably just like her radio next to the phone.
I'm sure.
There's no more chat room anymore.
It's almost like it's not recognizable.
What's a Gundam file? You can't even recognize it.
Nope.
Oh.
What song would you like? May I have Love You First by One Direction?
One Direction.
I'm not doing any more 1D.
Oh,
yes,
1D.
So rejected.
No more 1D.
How about?
We probably can't get through this fast.
Grow Up by Sharon. Okay. Here you go.
Oh, it's that easy.
Oh, Christ. Well, I mean, we want to hear this, right?
There we go. Nice.
That's only worth listening to.
Yeah. Much better.
Gangnam Style.
I should learn the Korean words so I can sing it.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I know some of the words like phonetically, but I don't know what they mean.
Yeah.
It's a good song, right?
It's really good. Yeah, it's just really catchy.
Whoppa Gundam Style. Gundam Style. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Whoppa Gundam Style. Lady. It sounds good in the headphones, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just sounds really good.
Sexy lady. By the way, I've been listening to this lately.
Oh, wait, keep playing. I wanted to try something.
Oh, really? Do you know we have almost 51 minutes of audio?
Right now?
Yes. This is like another... Oh.
I was gonna see if we could do this with the music.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, you wanted to do this with the music? Oh, I sound like I'm
thinking.
Four.
It's a little better, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wanted to hear Gundam Style?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do from the...
All right.
All right, let's see if I can...
Oh, I can't spell, I guess. Oh, here it is.
Nice. Yeah, let's do it! It's cool. Down.
That's normal. We gotta turn that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, there must be some lyrics somewhere. Oh, no. Gotta hold on.
Gundam Style.
Gundam Style. Waffle Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Also a type stick.
Oh my God, no style.
Is it what?
We are not enough. We are not enough. Baby, baby, not enough. Jump out of dumb. Need a dumb. We are not enough.
Because of the pitch?
Yeah, yes.
It's really weird, right?
It's weird. Yeah. I can't transpose in my head.
Wow, that was freaking awesome. Wow. No one's done that, by the way.
No one's done what we just did?
I'm pretty certain that's all. Yeah, no one has done that.
This is...
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!
Whoa, she got a little whirlwind. Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
What happens?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It wasn't like, you know, one of our best, but it's okay.
It's kind of weird sometimes to come back. So
you know what? When we take a week off, it's always weird.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What can you say? But
what are you gonna do? You love that clip. You get so psyched for it.
Well, it's the only time we're gonna be able to play it. So.
Well, I mean, come on, you can play it next week. Play it again.
Next week.
Next week.
Oh, if there's a Bambi story.
They said Rudolph. It's almost. You can play it until Christmas, and then it's over.
Like a shopping race.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
As a race down the backside, Bambi has the lead. Here comes Rudolph.
There you
on
go.
The outside.
Aren't you satisfied?
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Shall I stop the tape?
Oh, we gotta stop the tape. Yeah.
All right.